So the Gemara answers like this. I have a tiny, we learned Al Yid do not live next to Rebbe. So Gemara answers, Lakash is no stira. I tell you, hode kaiflei, hode le kaiflei. If you listen to your Rebbe, you bent down, you accept him, then you should live next to him. You'll be afraid to do averis. Rashi says, in kofa fula rabbi le kabo te chokos, you receive, if he rebukes you, then it's kedai to live next to him. But if not, then do not live next to him. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Menachem, Omer Rabami, my dichsev, what does the pasuk say? V'yoyz v'Hashem yichlu. People that leave Hashem will be destroyed. Somewhere it says, Zeh ha-maniach sefer Torah. Someone leaves the sefer Torah, v'yoyz and goes out. And the Bach says, it means kishu pesuach. When the sefer Torah is open and you leave, that's not right. Rabbi Avua, Nofek ben Gavra, Gavra, Avua went out between one Gavra, between one Aliyah and another Aliyah.
As soon as they opened the sefer Torah and started to lane, no matter what reason you have, you want to go outside, you shouldn't go outside then. It's called Bizoyin HaTorah. B'shas Delaney, you shouldn't leave. And it's called, it's a klal of Yichlu. Vashenke, Megav Lagavra, then you're allowed to leave. It's not a Bizoyin to the Sefer Torah. It is brought down, I feel you have a big service to leave also. The Moshul, the Rosh Hashulchan says, let's say first let's go to the Beit HaKisei. So Ocher is in the middle of Kriya Shema, Birchas Kriya Shema, right then you have to go to the Beit HaKisei. You're allowed to stop and go. Hashem came when you started David Shimon Esrei, when you started, you didn't have to go. In the middle of Shimon Esrei, you get an urge to go, you're not supposed to stop davening. You're supposed to finish davening at the end, go. So Rosh Hashulchan said the same thing applies here. B'shas they start Kriyas HaTorah, even if you have to go to the basic Yisei, you shouldn't go then. You should wait until Ben Gavra L'Gavra. Because it's obvious, Kovod HaTorah than Kovod HaBriyah. Hey, to leave the Sefer Torah, B'shas HaLeining, is called the Bizoyin to the Torah. So it's a pretty common gezach. If it's pekuach nefesh, if you have to go, you have to go. But if it's not a case of pekuach nefesh, even though something is very important, you should not leave while that reading the Sefer Torah. You should wait till at least Ben Gavra L'Gavra. Boy, you're my papa. Ben Sukul Apsukim, Mahu Teku. What about Ben Sukul Apsukim? So the Mepharshim say the pshat is that in that time, they used to lane one posik, and then the Maturgim used to say the Targum of it. That's called Ben Posik, when they're not reading, when they're not laning from the Sefer Torah, just the Targum is repeating it over in Targum. It says you don't have the same Sukul Apsukim, because we just have Kfeter laning. Okay, but we wouldn't be negated. And that's the Mahu Teku. You have Sheshis Madarape the Goris. So Shesh used to turn his head around while they were learning Kriyas HaTorah. He used to learn. He used to learn his Gemara. Omar, he said, Anan Badidan, I'm doing what I'm doing, my learning. But you know, but it's all, the killer is laning. Let them lane, let them lane. But I'm doing something else. So the big shalom, what of Sheshis Hector was, the Taisa says that the shalom of Sheshis was a person of Terosem and Osei. That he was never Mabat in the second Tumat of the day. He always was learning. So such a person like that has a heter, like not to listen to Kriyas HaTorah and to learn. That was Rosh Hashanah. But Vayach Benata Madregam, the Vada is a chiyah to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. So the Baal Al Gemar just discusses about leaving. But who are then is brought down Loch about talking? If you talk while there's Kriyas HaTorah, it's the same thing. That's called you be Mavad the Torah. So during the Kriyas HaTorah, it's also to talk. Then Gavra the Gavra, it depends. If you have something short to talk, it's mutter. But if you want to talk something that takes a long time, fortunately, you have to find an answer for it, because if that is exactly, you'll be nimshach. You'll continue talking even while they're laning. That's what happens most times. When you get into a conversation, you first stop, you have to land already a postic or two. And that is, there's no answer for that. Because while they're laning, there's no answer for talking. The only answer to talk then Gavra Gavra is if you can talk something short. Or else you want to learn something short that you know for sure you're going to stop by the time they start laning. But Azai, if I'm taking a shmuz, first there's no heter for that. Because, what? That, no. The Iker is B'shas Kriya. After Rashi, I think Rashi somebody else says it. They say something, someone will first say, HaMniach Sefer Torah means when they start Kriya, when they start laning it. Not when they put it down, not when they open it up. It's when they have to start laning. Then it's the Bizoyan to walk out or to start talking. Omar Rafuna Barab Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Ami. Lo'elam Yashlim Odom Pashuyoysa Vimatiba. A person should finish Mavis said, resign Imatiba. Pasha means by that Shabbos. Kaposha Pshat Imatziba means when they lay the Torah Shabbos in the morning. That's when you should also finish or be finished by then, Mavis Edra. Shnayi Mikra, that means saying two times the Mikra of the Torah. The Echad Targum, one time saying Targum. The Afilo Iteris V'divoy. What's the Afilo? Is the Trash Afilo Iteris V'divoy? Shein by Targum. If these two words have no Targum, so still you have to say them these words three times. Hezekiah to say it like three. So normally you say the mikra two and one time the targum. If you don't have a targum, you say it three times. So what in the word like Reuven or Shimon, there's no targum, you say that word three times. So the Mora should call a master and pashiyes to the matibur. Whoever his maver said with that week he finishes by Shabbos morning, his marichim lo yomu b'shnoisiv. It's a bracha, he'll have an arichas yomim. A lochet brought down, come out like a chiyas, like chachamim or kevei a chayiv. So Levush says the pshat from the chayiv is that the Chumim wanted us to be a Baki in Kol HaTorah. They wanted us to be a Baki in Chumash. How would a person be a Baki if every single week he'll be Mavre Sej, he'll go over two times with Targum? Now, taste out the subject, what does Targum mean? Some of us say Targum is Lav Daf, who did in English. If you have an English Chumash and read it the third time in English, that's also good. As I be, you know the translation of it. But Taiz himself says here, Balei Nira, Taiz says the second line here, Shirei HaTargum Meforish Bama Shein Lumad Menivri. Targum is not just a translation, it's a pirush. There are certain words that we don't know pshat in the word, only because of Targum we know it. The Ashram Muhammad Duchta, the Yomar of Yosef, the Moli Targumah, the Aikra Le'yadana Maikoma. The Yosef said, if not for the Targum on this Pasuk, I don't know pshat in the Pasuk. That means Targum is like a mefurish on the Chumash. Therefore, Tzayz HaKochach, Ein Leimah B'Shum Loshem, Pam Shlish Kim B'Loshem Targum. That's Tzayz HaShita. That you should be Mavis Sedra with the Targum.
What is understand the Targum?
Yeah, so Levi's brought down that his man is there, since they don't understand the Targum, more than he could be answered with Rashi. Pirush Rashi is also good. But the Yikr Vot is, it's not enough just to say the English of it, because you have to have a little like a Hezbru, what's doing. That's the word Targum. To say today, Rashi is Mazbid in Yonim. But Kofonim, either you do Shnai Mikra with Targum, or else do it with Rashi. As brought down, the best thing is do both. Do Targum and Rashi. But Kofonim, it's a bracha, you get a Rechaz Yomim. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye Sova Lech Lemino Lepashaisa Yekula Shosa B'Marla Yomim Dekipure. If you wanted to finish B'Marva Sedra, the Pasha Gir Sri is the Kula Shosa of the whole year, when Punkt Erev Yom Kippur. The Vice says he wants to Chaparay Nachakus. And before Yom Kippur, yet in the Gemara Din, he wants to hop right to your Mavis Edra. That's our Girsa. So on the side, the Girsa Zorach is Kol HaRiviyat Mitzavah Lashtume Lekula Pashiyose Dekala Means Baal Yom Kippur Pirish Hein Shmoyna Pashiyos, 8 Pashiyos Shekorim Badalat Shabbos Shebelu Badalat Shabbos Shebadir Mevnei Shoyi Rabi Bitorit Bechoydish HaKala Mesefta Dekala Vemotsi Pnei Lashtim. As he was busy those 2 months, it's Elul and other with 2 months a year, he was very busy. He didn't have time those 2 months in Mavis Sedra. So he wants to hop around Erev Yom Kippur in Mavis Sedra for these 8 parshis. That's what he wants to do. So the Maratonale, Chia Bar Rav, Midifta Ksiv, Shtein Tosfet, Erev Yom Kippur, you can't be Isaac learning so much. You have to be Isaac and eating on Erev Yom Kippur. How could you be Mavis Sedra if 8 parshis? You have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. But Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'yanisim Efna Shosecha Matish Lachodish. He's supposed to fast on the ninth day, the Erev, on the night. For the Gemara of the Chibat Tishra Misanin, is that true? Do we fast on the ninth day of Tishrei? Olay Basar Misanin, Yom Kippur is on the tenth day of Tishrei. Ela, Shan the Pasuk is like this, Loi Moloch, Shekola Oichel V'Shoyse V'Chi, whoever eats a lot on Erev Yom Kippur, is Malo Lavakosa Kilo Misana. It's a chesed of Hashem, that he counts it as if we fasted. So it's a mitzvah tina Erev Yom Kippur. So Kasher is, how could you be Isaac and Mavis Sedra against our Erev Yom Kippur? Eight Pashias, right? When he was Mavis Sedra, he learned it. So it takes a long time. So it's a Kasher, you have to be Erev Yom Kippur. So Kilo Masana Shivi Athiri. So mainly Erev Yom Kippur is out, you can't spend the day Mavis Sedra, you have to be eating a lot in Erev Yom Kippur. So Drashi, like, do minute Drashi, let's say the Kopasha B'Shamas. That's right, that's right. Drashi, Hoki Koma Kro. Techino Atzmechem B'Chi Lachodesh. Leino hamochrus, rehu bino keino hayoyim. And prepare yourself today for the fast of tomorrow. How do you prepare yourself today? By eating. So the mitzvah tina Erev Yom Kippur. So b'zoi sovel lak diminu. So b'zoi good. I'm not going to do Erev Yom Kippur. I'll do it a different week though. Okay, so take it after Sukkot. I'll take a Shabbos and it'll be Mavis Sedra a few weeks. So Omar Leyu Sabri told him no to Nini, we learned in the Braitha, Ubavat Shaloyatim Shloyacher. Ma Vesedra Takona was Badaf could do that Pasha that week. Don't do a week in advance and don't do a week behind. Could Yomalu Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Lebenel, Rabbi Shua Levi told his children, Ashlimu Pershafaichu Imatibur. Finish the Ma Vesedra Zan Imatibur, Pasha means by Shabbos morning when the Tibur lanes. Shanai Mikav Yakatarga. That's what we told him to do. He wants the Mavis Sedra a lot in one Shabbos. So the Teretz was no, you have to do it Bizmana. So it's a big shaila, what exactly is called Bizmana? Look at Tosis here. Yashlim, Tosis here, next to last. Yashlim Pashiyose Imatiba. Nira the Kol Hashvua Mechivon the Maschilon Likros Apasha, Dainu Mimimchot, Shabbos Velech at Shabbos Abos, Nikrin Atiba. That you could be Mavis Sedra throughout the whole week. You could start by Mincha on Shabbos, that's when they start laying the next Parsha, and throughout the whole week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, any day of the week, it's called Imatibur. The Afagav ben Yigitin le Nikrakami Shabbos Elimirvi, only from Wednesday and on, it's called for Shabbos. Over here, for Mavis Sedra, it's enough from Mincha on. This is in front, right ahead of the Medrash, the Gimel Devorim Tzibur Rabbeinu HaKodesh Lebonim. Three things that Rabbeinu HaKadosh told his children. Bishor Shendet Nifta, when Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Nifta. Shloi Toichlu Lechem B'Shabbat HaChetigmu Kol HaPasha. That they should not eat the Suda on Shabbat till they finish Mavis Edra. So Mashma, the Kodem Achilu Torach Lashlimu. That Mashmi should finish it before the Suda. Miu Zag Paises in Mashlimu Liachar Achilu Shabbat Domi. The Kolmokim Mitzum and Amulka Kodem Achilu. So they say Achilu Pasha means Achilu of the morning. Because the Tzibah first lanes it Shabbos in the morning, so rather by Friday night you don't have to be makbid to finish Mavis Sedra before the Suda. But by Shabbos morning already, since it's after the Tzibah Davin, there's a mitzvah like to finish Mavis Sedra before you have your Suda Shabbos morning. But if you didn't do it, it's, well, then you can still do it until Tuesday. Because until Tuesday, it's still called from the last Shabbos. So up until Tuesday, it can still be Mavis Sedra. Right, another thing he told him, the Hiziru Bevridim Kriyab Yehuda. When you shecht a knife, a bird, the ikah shechiti was on the two simonim, the windpipe and the footpipe. But who was in there's a vridim, that's a blood vessel, a blood vein that's there. So he told them, asukurma, you have to make sure to cut that blood vessel. Asukh dam. Because if you don't cut the vridim, well, chershi the dam doesn't come out later through malicha. That's a yudishita. So v'shah shechita say, if you have to cut like three things, the two simonim, the windpipe and the footpipe, and the vridim. If none, have you do I match a yishchit as a vridim? It's only cautioned a shchita by knife until you cut the vridim. So Drashi, ach a yishchit as a vridim, kadei shiyetzi kol hadam. V'lo yom ha-ken el-aboyf, hoi v'tzalei u'kula kiechot. It's only negated to a knife, because knife, I'm all your barbecue, the whole chicken the way it is. But shenken by behemah, nobody roasts the whole behemah by itself. Shiti, cut up the behemah. So when you cut the behemah up, then the dam could come out. But shenken by chicken, where you'll tzalei the whole chicken together, so if you don't cut this blood vessel, the vridim, v'choshe the dam will stay in there, and it doesn't come out through malicha. Right, the v'ziru b'zokin sheshokach tamudai mach masoimsei. If you have a person who was once a talmud chacham, now he became older, he forgot his learning, so you have to give him kovet. The yamrinon luchois, v'shivrei luchois munochem b'yorin. That even the shivrei luchos, Moshe also had to put into the Aron HaKodesh. Why? Because before that had the Luchas on it. So even though now it was broken, it still has its Kedush, you have to be Noi Kovitz. Trashi Machmas Oinsoi, Shecholot, the person got sick, or Shenitrat Badoichik Mazainis, the person got the poor, he couldn't learn anymore, he had to get Panos, he stopped learning. It's a zero boy Lechabdoi. Still you have to give him Kovitz. But says Shuvre Luchas Lochim Diorin, the Siv, Asher Shibartam, the Samtim Borin, Af Hashvorim Tosim Diorin, even the broken piece also have to be in the urn. Omalu Rava Lebnei, Rava told the children, Kishatem Choytchem Bosa, when you cut meat, Atechotchu Agavi Ayad. Hey, don't hold the meat in your hand and cut the meat. Why not? Ikadiyam Mishum Sakon, Pasha Jiret, you cut the meat now with a sharp knife, it's possible you cut your hands with it. Ikadiyam Mishum Kilkule Suda. Not only so they cut the ears, not so they fail, they put a band-aid on it. But the blood is going to go onto the meat, that's going to count for those Suda. It's not nice to serve meat that has some blood on it. Rashi mishum sakona shleika tiyodai. You shouldn't pashut cut your hand. Mishum tilkule sudim af the chabura ketana. Even with a small chabura, it doesn't bother you so much. A small cut of a yaitse dam. The very meat to serve a piece of meat that's going to have blood on it. So it's not kedai. He told him, Benizah, not to cut meat in yin. Don't sit on a bed or lie down on a bed that belongs to a shiksa, to a goya. We'll see what it means. As we saw, the Sibra is davening, you shouldn't walk outside, you shouldn't pass by a basic Knesset. Because we'll soon see, it looks not nice. The shul is davening, how come you're not coming inside to daven? Looks like you'll be mavayish, so you're invited in the shul. So the shasta davening, you shouldn't walk outside. Even if you just pass by, you shouldn't walk outside the shul. We'll soon see the Hezda. Now, the also said, what does that mean? It means don't go to sleep the way a goy goes to sleep. The goy goes to sleep, he falls in bed and sleeps. A yid has to say krishma first. So your sleeping should be different. You shouldn't have the same type of a sleep that a goy goes to sleep. And it means you shouldn't marry a giyurta. That's what it means. Some say no, it means you shouldn't sleep on a goyish bed. What's the inyan? He once went to a hotel, it was a goyish inn, so he asked for a room, gave him into a room by a bed. So she told her papa, sit down, lie down the bed. Her papa said no, I'm not going to sit down until first pick up the bed, let me see what's under the bed. She picked up the bed, and they found a dead child. So the pshat was she wanted to blame the child's death on her papa. So that's pshat from the goy that they blame the yidin for things. So that's why you shouldn't sleep by goy shabed. Trashi armis mamish al mita armis. Meis the papa shomer leishev al mita. Voya benomeis mutlaleh goyser roitzel lohalul alav. She wants put the blame upon her papa. To blame a papa, you sat down on this bed and you killed my child. So that's this inyan, not to trust a guy for anything. Don't sit in that bed, you never know what they'll do to you. Don't go in the through the back of a shul. You're not allowed to pass by the back of a shul. And Omer Abaya v'loyamor nizoni said, El v'leka pischachrina. There's no other entrance to get into the shul. If this is the only entrance and you pass by and walk by it, if somebody sees you, he looks like you don't want to go into Davin. But let's say there's two entrances, one on this side, one on that side. So somebody sees you passing by this side, it's not so the fellach. He'll think maybe you're going to go in the other door. The left limbo. It's also talking about this is the only shul in town. Lashenka, there's another shul, Avalika Bekanishta Achrina, left limbo. Because people say, good, he's not davening in this shul. You know why? Because he's going to go to another shul to daven. Loyamonel, Loydori Tuna, where he's not carrying something. Loyroyit, he's not running like. Loyamonach Tuna, he's not wearing tefillin. Avalika Chad Mahanach, left limbo. If you're doing one of these things, people know that the reason why you're not coming to daven is not the fact you don't want to daven, but you're pasha torah right now, you're carrying a bundle, or if you're wearing tefillin, so they see clothes, it's not the fact you don't want to come to daven, obviously you're doing some other mitzvah, then it's less lumbur. But it means just time you take a nice walk, and passing by the shul, this is the only shul, the only door, you're supposed to walk inside the shul. Trashi also laver, looks like you still want to pass by and avoid going in. Three medias I find from the Midian. What's the medias they have? It's the puke in the hand. They don't cut the meat when the meat's in the hand, like we had before. When they kiss people, and noishkin al gabi hayad, the only kiss on the hand and not on the mouth. So Drashi, agav hayad es yad chaveri hu noishik.
There are chashivas who's there, of Nei Haroi. It's a chashiv is after kiss the hand. Because a kiss on the mouth, the more you have your spit goes on the next guy's mouth, it's not so nice. So it's a chashiv is after kiss on the hand. Okay, so Yoitzim, they want to talk to somebody and shmooze and get a good answer, and Yoitzim Ela Besoda. They don't talk in front of other people, but they go out to the Soda. And Omer Ravada Barava, my crow, what's the right from this? Vayishtach Yaakov, Vayikul Rochel Leia, Hasoda El Tzernay. When he wants to talk to Yaakov with Rochel Leia about leaving Lovan, he went to talk in the Soda. Drashi Ela Besoda, the Yarmer Yinshe people say, Oz Nayin Lekaisel, wolves have ears. As you can talk around where other people are, even though you think they're not listening, they're on the other side of the world listening to you. So it'd be smart you talk outside in the store. It's a good meter.
Why does he need to have this meter quoted from the meter and he has the pasuk from the Yishuv?
He has this pasuk here.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he wants to say that he saw this by the minyanim, they do this. So the Mephoshim say the Kiddush really is that not that he meant to say the Minyanim are Tzadikim, about the Minyanim or Rishoyim. Just these three Midas Tzadikim they have. So the Mephoshim say like you can learn it out from these people, they have good Midas. You're right, I mean, that's the actual Midas from Sukkim, you're right.
It's not to exclude, but it's not to exclude the Pasuk.
Yeah, right.
It's not hard to discuss.
Tanya Amram Shimon, Amram Gamliel. The same thing. If they have three good meters, I like them for. When they eat with tznius, they don't chapsich and they don't press. They're also tznua. Right? The Pasuk says, Anit Zavisilu Mekudoshai, Tana Rabbi Yosi Elu HaPasoyin, HaMekudoshim Umuzumonim Legehenim. That means the more the Mephoshim say, the Mashra says, the Pshati is that don't think that now that I said the Pasoyim have good midas, I mean to say they're tzaddikim. No, they're still mezumim in the Gehenna. I've added a big Rishoyim. I'm not giving my hechsher on them. I'm only saying they have these little midas, these three midas, these three things we can learn from them. But don't mean they have a hechsher. I've added the Mukdashim is the mezumim in the Gehenna, the big Rishoyim, and the Mukhan to the Gehenna. So we're going to go back to the mission now. Rabbi Gamliel says what? That the Zman Krishma is Ad Alois HaShachar. Until the morning star comes up, you can still say Krishma. Shal Arvis. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Halacha Krav Gamliel. We pass along Rav Gamliel. In case you're an honest and you didn't dab a marav before Chatzois, Havad Halacha Riz, you can still dab a marav after Chatzois until the morning star. Until the Alois HaShachar. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoy Yoymer. Pomim, there are certain times, Shodom Kaira Krishma Shtei Pomim. A person could say Krishma two times balayla at night, and that means achas kodim shial amra shachar, one before olus hashachar, and then you yotze Krishma shalayla, the achas liachas shial amra shachar, and one after olus hashachar, even though it's before neitzachamo. This is like 72 minutes before neitzachamo when the morning star comes out. The yotze ben yidei chavosai, and you yotze the two mitzvahs of Krishma, achas shal yoyim, the achas shalayla. One of Yoim and one of Shalayim. For the Gemara, a Gufa Kash, it's a Gufa theory. What you're saying? You just said he reads Krishma two times at night, for Laila, and his Yaitse Krishma of Laila and Krishma of Yoim. So if it's called Laila, how will Yaitse Krishma Shal Yoim? It's not Yoim yet. Gemara, a Gufa Kash. Or Matthew, you just said Pomin, Shodom Kare Krishma Shtei Pomin Balaila. Sometimes you could read Krishma two times throughout the night. Alma, La'achash yal amra shachar, even after Ola sashachar, Lailu, it's still called Laila. Seth Taiz says, that means Laila, even though we had the Gemara before, that day starts from Ola sashachar. Midi writes to any mitzvah of Yoim, Yoim is from Ola sashachar until Tzatzik Chavim is called Yoim. The reason why we call it Laila is, for a lot of mitzvahs, Rabbanan said, wait until Al Neitzachamo. That's because then, like it's about Vad the Yoim, people see the day. From Ola Sashacha, the morning star, the mice, it still looks like the middle of the night. That's what his Tana calls it Laila. It's even though Mitzad Adin, Yavad, it's Yoim, but the Tana calls it Laila because it's still dark like outside. His Alma, Le'acha, Shalom, Rashacha, Laila, you call that night. For all the Tanya, then you yourself say, Yoitz, Ben Yidei Chavos, Le'acha, Shalom, Le'acha, Shalaila. Alma, Yamamu. You see, it's called daytime. So it's theory. What is this man of after Ola Sashacha until Neitzachamu? So the Gemara Loi. Lailu. Emerson, he calls this man night. Is it about still dark outside?
And with the Rabbanan, for a lot of mitzvahs, he's supposed to wait till Mishayakir. He calls it Laila. Who? I vahod the korel layoin. Why did he call it yoin? That he can makai in mitzvahs kriyashma shayoin. The ike inshe the kaime bishosa. And the more we have. Kriyashma, the pasuk doesn't say Laila and yoin. The pasuk says bishoch v'chol v'kumechol. His tali is a man when people go to sleep and when people get up. About some people get up now, but Ela Sashacher, it's already a Zman to be Yitzhak Krishma Shayim. So even though he calls it Laila, because Lamais, it's dark still outside, but Mitzaratin, if you read Krishma then, you could be Yitzhak. And Omer Rav Acha, Rav Chanina, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha Keb Shimon ben Yechoi. This is the Halacha, like he just said. And Ika Demasni, alright, we'll stop here. We'll start over again from this. Let's come on again tomorrow night. We'll stop here. There's a little Hemshach to the later.